Should I do announcer voice? Hi, everybody. What is going on? How's life? It's been far too long. Hello, hello. Steven is my name. I'm alone for right now. Interesting how the camera is different. It's because I don't have my expert skills on, baby. Good evening. Alex Stein is coming on later. Conspiracy asshole. Conspiracy asshole.
China is asshole.
China conspiracy is asshole. What's up, y'all? Random Randy is in the chat. We're gonna watch some Alex Stein videos, and it's gonna be fun. And once he gets on, we're gonna talk to him. Put your favorite conspiracies into the chat, by the way, or into the Discord server, and we can talk about this stuff. I was gonna talk some flat Earth, some vaccines. I was gonna talk about the Black Boulets. That's the thing we didn't get too far into. Peaceful protest at Trader Joe's. Oh, get it.
Trader Joe's. I did not like how you treated my friend, David Weiss. So now we got a peaceful
protest. Oh, he knows David Weiss.
Protest.
You guys know David Weiss? Is it down the rabbit hole?
You guys don't have to wear your mask. You can take off your mask. You're safe.
The virus is safe. You're not going to die. You can take off your mask.
Are required to wear your mask. Please.
Trader Joe's customers, you can take off your mask. You're going to be safe. You're not going to die from the virus. You have a 99% survival rate. You won't die. The coronavirus isn't deadly. It's not deadly. The coronavirus isn't deadly.
Thank you for your cooperation.
You don't have to wear your mask. Y'all can take off your mask, guys.
I'll ask him about this, too.
Take off your mask.
What do you want me to ask him about this? Anything?
Right. You no longer need a mask for a virus with a 99.9% survival rate if you're under the age of
10. You don't have to wear your mask, man. You're going to live.
You guys are going to live.
Thoughts?
You don't have to wear your mask. Trader Joe's customers, you don't have to wear your mask. You're all going to be fine. You guys are all going to live. You're going to live. You don't need your mask. Y'all don't need your mask. What? You don't need your mask. You're going to live. Donald Trump got to be fine 3 days later. You're going to live. You don't need your mask. Just keep your mask on. You no longer need your mask. You don't need your mask, bud. You can take it off. You can take it off. You can take off your mask. Trader Joe's.
Trader Joe's customers, you no longer need your mask for a virus of the.
You know the thing is, he gets away more because he's a happy face. I like the guy. He definitely gets away more. You know, he does a call-in show, and you can call in. Satanic 666 graffiti all over Children's Park. Wow. Nice intro.
This is what people are spray painting.
Dude.
What is going on in society where this is okay? This is terrible. This is satanic and demonic. If you don't think the devil is real, you're insane. You're...
I only agree with one of them. I think probably everybody in the chat was listening when I told the origin of this meme right here. I don't know if you guys know. Let me know in the chat if you don't know. We can go through it. Probably not on this one because it's nothing bad. It's nothing like dirty. It's just about how ruthless of a winner Michael Jordan is. The only one I agree with is this one. Oh, my ignorance. What's up?
Evil occultic behavior.
Probably done Eli Manning. That's funny
so
as hell.
Worship the devil that think that this is cool.
But and Eli Manning looks way more serious.
This is the youth that we're making them wear masks and hate each other and scared of a virus. All stuck at home, can't go to school. Of course they're going to act out like this. Of course they're not going to trust society. Of course they're going to worship the devil. I mean, Hollywood, the media, that's all they do is pump up the devil. This is really sad. This nice area, Bothman Lake, and this is how they desecrate it. I'm telling you, God is real.
Yeah,
we
baby.
We need to have respect for each other, respect for this world. This is not the future world we want to live in.
Yeah. Dude, my YouTube history lately has been a train wreck. Biden the baby sniffer.
Joe Biden wants to sniff your hair. Biden wants to sniff your babies.
Biden oh my gosh.
Don't
no.
Biden wants to sniff your babies.
Let's do that again.
Joe Biden wants to sniff your hair. Biden wants to sniff your babies. Biden wants to sniff your babies. Don't go Biden. Biden wants to sniff your babies.
Oh, amazing. He also, so he's hit up Target. I was going to ask him about this. He's hit up Trader Joe's, hit up Target, Biden the baby sniffer. Oh, yes.
You got cigarettes right there, right? But you feel more healthy wearing a mask outside, even though you smoke?
Yeah, I keep my mask on.
I know, but why outside? Don't you think this air is healthier than the air you're rebreathing? Do you see what I'm saying is I'm against the mask. I believe the mask doesn't really help us. Like when you wear a mask at a restaurant to watch your table and you immediately take it off, that's like cross-contamination. That's like having a peeing section in a public pool. It doesn't make sense. So when you're out here wearing the mask outside with the air, this is the cleanest air possible, right?
No idea.
You're that scared, but you smoke cigarettes, though?
Yeah.
But wouldn't you be scared?
What do you guys think? Let's ask him about this. I want to know the tactics.
That's what I'm saying. So why do you care about your health enough to wear a mask, but not enough to not smoke cigarettes? That's crazy, isn't it?
Is he naked? That's going to be the first question I ask him. All right, let's get Alex on in here. Let's get Alex on in here. Oh yeah. What's up, buddy? We're on there.
Awesome. Well, do I sound okay? Can you hear me? Are all my settings correct?
Absolutely. You sound amazing. What's going
okay,
on? We're just watching your videos, man.
Which
we watched your shorter ones. We watched the one where you're at Trader Joe's. We watched Biden the hair sniffer or the baby sniffer. We watched one where you went up to the dude who is smoking cigarettes with a mask on.
That's some weird logic, isn't it?
Yeah. So the first question is, are you naked in those videos?
It's funny. A lot of people say that, but obviously, guys, come on. We like to wake up to the truth. You know, I'm not at the park with my wang out, but I like that. It's funny, though, that everybody says that. I think that's the first Dave Weiss is like, Alex, are you doing this naked? Are you doing this naked? So I get it. I get the joke. I get the naked joke, guys. But my real question is, do you want more nipple or less nipple? That's the question. That's what I want to know. Because I feel like they like it, Steven. If it gets that that visceral response.
Yeah. It's all about the physical reaction. Yeah, it's like some hypnosis
naked,
shit. Yeah.
The implied nudity is almost like being naked. And I love the implied nudity.
Yeah.
I mean, just speaking my truth.
I feel like it's
love
a little misleading. Yeah. I mean, no, but if it's about a higher truth, right?
If you think that I'm naked and I can appear to be naked, then you know what? It's like this: if a tree falls in the wood and nobody in the woods and nobody hears,
yeah, because who's gonna know the difference? Yeah, it's not like we're talking about it on public. Yeah. So you're with Dave Weiss. You spend the weekend with him.
You know, I did.
Wow.
We had a freaking really nice weekend with his lady, Paige and Paige Wendell, and she's such a good person. And dude, I went up to freaking. So let me tell you a little bit about it. He came to Dallas for this like secret, like flat earth meeting. It was like, it got like canceled. It was supposed to be a meetup that got canceled at the beginning of Corona or something. And then they secretly had it and just happened to be in Dallas. I didn't know. So that's the first time I met him. But because he was only here for like, you know, a couple of hours, he's like, you got to come up. you know, to Connecticut and hang out. I'm like, Connecticut? And I'm like, you know, this sounds nice. You know, I need to freaking go up there. You know, everybody's talking about Greenwich, Connecticut. How I know about Greenwich, Connecticut is like, growing up, I'm sure the same as you, you know, you always heard that that was like where all the Wall Street people, the rich.
I didn't know it was Greenwich. I knew it was Connecticut. I just didn't know where.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Greenwich is not, it's like about less than 45 minutes from Manhattan. I mean, yeah. Literally.
Oh, so yeah. It's where it's like the tax haven for the, they drive out to Connecticut.
Yeah. Yeah, it's where a lot of those rich people, like, I can't even think of the famous people, but a lot of famous people live right there, and they have big mansions. And not that Dave has a big mansion. He just has a normal house, a nice house. I'm just saying he's not, you know, he's not some super rich Greenwich guy. He just happens to live in a super nice place.
Yeah, yeah. You don't get, like, Flat Earth doesn't pay well.
No, right? it doesn't pay well at all. He's trying to sell ads. That's the thing is I'm getting in this conspiracy business, and it's not about the money, Stephen, but this is what sucks is – dude, we're doing this out of the kindness of our hearts. You know, we're doing it. We're trying to expose people that are trying to lie to us, this and that. And then we just get shit on by the freaking censors, dude, by YouTube. And then what pisses me off. No, but this, Stephen, this is what pisses me off the most. What's a bigger story than Hunter Biden smoking meth is that Twitter is censoring the New York Post.
Oh, that's such a
way
bigger
story.
I was saying it on my show today that almost any one of these five things that's happened this year would be one of the biggest stories of all time, like in at least of a decade. Corona, the St. George riots, the election with this censorship. Our president was impeached this year.
I know nobody talks about it because remember how big a deal Ferguson was? Do you remember Ferguson when that happened? That was like the biggest deal. And I don't even really, and that wasn't even close to half of the civil unrest. So, you know what I mean? That wasn't even 1/1,000.
It didn't even touch it. It's just the norm now. It's just crazy. You're in Dallas, you said, right?
Yes. And you know, Dallas is, this sounds crazy, but so I've been trying to kind of infiltrate like the Black Lives Matter movement and stuff. Mm-hmm. Not like it's like serious. I mean,
overtly.
Well, you know, Stephen, because you've been in D.C. forever, you know that half these Antifa and these people are just LARPers. You know what I mean? They're just like you and me. They're just regular guys or regular girls, probably not even tough or, you know. So
definitely not tough. Yeah. I mean, a lot of them are professional activists. Like if you
that's
have,
what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
You nailed it. So I didn't realize this. So I start going on Twitter. I follow all the social medias of like Black Lives Matter and like, and then you have these organizations and they're all in Dallas. They all follow each other. So it's easy to find them. And it's like, not my son. This is just their name. And they have, you know, these different names. But basically, you can tell they're getting like funding from somewhere. And these people that run these Facebook pages, that's their job. And I'm not saying they're dumb or smart or anything, but like they're not super qualified to be doing what they're doing, for lack of a better word. You know, anybody can do it is what I'm trying to say. They're just running a Facebook group and they're saying they're like putting on marches and stuff. And so I like them. And there'll be like 18, 19 people. It's easy to do this civil discourse or whatever, but they're getting funded by some sort of George Soros type organization because it's a job for these people.
There's like 18 or 19 people at these events you go to or in the group.
I've been to a couple. I went to one. It was like supposed to be like a Black Lives Matter you know, artist exposition. And there wasn't even, you know, there wasn't even.
Yeah, they don't have crazy numbers. It's weird how they do their business. I mean, I think a lot of it is just starts in the schools. Like it ends at academia, but really I think it starts in like public schools, like early middle school, late elementary, which is crazy. But you know, dude, all you need is a freaking job in the social sciences and you can be a professional activist. Like I know how the whole thing works. Like you can write papers for a living and like be a think tank person for an NGO, run for city council, and you can like, I don't know. Like you can be a professional
there's a lot of
activist.
Organizations you can join in Washington D.C. and do. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
There's so many. Yeah, you can. Man, they can own your ass. It's a religion. It's a total religion.
And so, what do these people go from like identity politic, you know, with whatever they identify with, and just you know, basically become like pro activists on whatever you know, whether it be abortion to healthcare.
Yeah. I don't know how. I mean, that's some shit I'll never figure out. Is like, because you would need to know it about yourself as well. It's like, why are you? I mean, there's a good question. Just me to spin back at you. Like, what conspiracies are you most interested in, and why do you think those are the ones that you landed on? Because there's thousands of different options, because that's
well,
just a human nature thing, you know?
Number one, first and foremost, is 9/11. 9/11 is my number one, because that was the one that affected me the most as a kid, and then finding out that, like, it's not what they told us as I got older, dude, that fucked me up. But then my guilty pleasure one, the one that, like, the first –
conspiracy, the one I kind of like almost the most, even though I don't ever look into it anymore. I really love Scientology. That was the first one.
Yeah, talk to me about that. I don't know much about, I mean, I own Dianetics. I've read some of it.
See, but I don't know anything about that either. But dude, when I lived in LA and I lived in West Hollywood near the Celebrity Center, and like, I was just a bum. I've never done any Scientology myself, but I had met multiple people that were in Scientology that liked it, you know, in the actor scene from audition stuff. Cause it's even a small city. You actually see a lot of these same people. And if you look similar to other struggling actors, you go out for the same bit parts for Jack in the Box commercials. And you know what I mean? Like, I booked in a darker commercial.
Yeah. You got that look. You got a good, like, the actor. We were talking about how, like, you probably get a lot. If you're an angry, I think we talked to you last time you were on. If you're an angry looking person, you don't smile, you would never get away with half the shit at Target. You're just in there smiling. No. So you got that good look to you. You know, I don't know if I'm hitting on
you. Yeah, but dude, the acting is like who you know. Cause I still sometimes try to audition for commercials, and I book probably a commercial every year. But dude, like, if you want to, anybody can, you could book a commercial, Steven. I'm saying that takes no talent. To actually really be an actor is to be like a star of a movie. You know what I mean? That's a real actor.
We got to do some pumping at some point.
That's what I'm saying. That's, you got to really, to be like the lead man in a movie, that's a real act. And everything's real acting. I'm saying at stage, I'm not trying to shit on actors, but it's like, if you really, unless you're doing, I do it because it's fun, you know, just because I liked it. But to be a real actor, to be a really powerful guy, to be a leading man, you have to like suck dick. And that's just not what I'm, you know what I mean? I'm just not.
Yeah, I'm just like not that part of it. I wanted to act. I didn't know that you had to.
And Chadwick Boseman, there's something weird about Chad. Like his death, you know, blows my mind that he didn't. I mean, I've been into him lately.
Yeah, do you think that was foul play?
Well, this is what, I mean, have you heard all the stuff that he died at 42? And so his birthday was changed. So some websites list him as 42, some list him as 43. And this is what's weird. He actually played in the movie 42 about Jackie Robinson. That was like the first black baseball player. There's all this weird symbolism with his movie roles. Then he was like the T'Challa character, and he died supposedly at 42, and he died on Jackie Robinson Day in baseball. They got changed due to coronavirus.
What? Dude, this shit freaks me out,
man. It wasn't
the
normal Jackie Robinson Day that they have it every year. It had the Jackie Robinson Day originally got canceled because of corona, and it happened to be scheduled on the same day that T'Challa, Chadwick Boseman, died. Dude, I'm doing this such a disjustice. Numerology. Look up Chadwick Boseman 42. What the fuck?
Really?
I mean, all right. Dude, there is so much shit. Type in Chadwick Boseman 42 symbology. That'll probably bring it up.
Okay.
Dude, there is so much freaking weird crap about Chadwick Boseman. And then he played all these weird roles. And then, but this, I didn't even get to my original point I wanted to make.
Yeah.
So he dies of cancer, doesn't tell anybody, goes to visit six kids in the cancer ward, yada, yada, yada. Very nice. I respect him. But dude, when he died, he only died with an estate worth $900,000, supposedly.
Yeah, I mean, an estate. Does that mean like all his assets, or does that mean?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I'm not his financial advisor. You can't talk about it. I don't even know how much money I have, and I'm broke. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, like,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I guess I know how much money I have, but I'm sure his finances are much different. But if he's a star,
I don't know how. That's beyond my pay grade. Like, literally beyond my pay grade. But also,
yeah,
just,
but dude,
you know, like, you got.
He's a star of like 10 movies. He should be a multi-millionaire.
But what if he's supporting like a ton of people? That's the thing I think about. Like, they get in too deep with just like hiring people.
I don't think Chadwick Boseman was your urban stereotype. Do you get the impression that he had a huge entourage? I just don't get that impression.
No. I was just playing devil's advocate.
I know what you're saying. You're playing devil's advocate.
Like, if it was 150K, I'd be like, that's ridiculous. But just the fact that it flirts with a million, and it could have, I don't know. But
Steven, the stuff with the symbology, What do you think about all the players that are broke after they get out of the NFL? You know, have you ever watched that documentary? Every NFL player is in debt within 5 years
of
making millions of dollars. So I can see why you get that stereotype, but I just don't think – I think that guy, Chadwick Boseman, being Black fucking Panther, excuse my language, Steven, I know I'm on a roll. That's a huge Avengers movie. You don't think he's a multi-mil
dollar? Oh, yeah. I just think the symbology stuff's weird. There's always some weird stuff with these deaths. People got a bunch of videos about Kobe. Do you think Kobe's alive? I saw some stuff about Kobe being alive. Do you think he's with us?
There's this guy, Russian Vids. You know RV? You ever listen to Russian Vids? Yeah. You know, he says he's alive, and these people say he's alive, but I just don't know why he would, you know, they say it's like he's alive and it was just his time to go into hiding, go to Epstein Island.
People in the chat are talking about it right now. Like he knew he was dying for a while, handpicked after school, Black Boulay.
Well, that, yeah, because they say he is a part of the Boulé, and that's a part of it. You know, his sentence was up. You know, LeBron broke his record, and he needed to pay his – you know, because if at some point when you get all that love and acclaim and love – because he what happened was is he raped that girl in Colorado, and whether it was rape or not, who knows. But when he did that, he had to basically sell his soul to the Black Boulé for them to get him out of it. I know that sounds crazy, but after that, that's when he started all of his Black Mamba symbology, like changed his number.
You're right. You're right. That was Black Mamba was after that. I was wondering about that at the time. You know what? A lot of stuff. This has happened. I can't think. It would have to come up in a conversation. Me thinking of it. There's been at least 8 things that I thought were extremely gay when I was like in high school that have turned out to be like a cult, Satan, part of the agenda. Black Mamba's one of them. I'm at the time. I was like, that is the most faggot. Like,
I did not like Black Mamba.
I was like, what are you doing? At the time, I literally, I was like, Kobe's a faggot. I remember saying that in the cafeteria. I was like, what do you mean? It was like the tightest shit. And then, like, it doesn't make sense. Black Mamba.
I did not like Black Mamba.
But there's like 8 other ones like that. There's like, I've noticed them in streams that they'll come up and where I was like, at the time, I remember like, that was gay. And then later, I'm like, dude, that was Satan.
That is 100% satanic is what it was. And dude, that was so manufactured, like Black Mamba. It was just fake. They're like, how did you come up with that name? Well, I called myself a Black Mamba.
One of them from recently for sure. But I was starting to wake up at this point was the Beyonce Super Bowl from Sasha like four or 5 years ago. Where it was all Black Power, like, and it was, but it was, but that the Black Power was a mask for the satanic stuff, because like there was all these different like symbols and the way she was holding her hands, it was like this with like the and the what is the eye, man? What is the eye covering the eye?
The all seeing eye.
That's the all seeing eye. Is that the eye of Ra?
It's that, I mean, it's okay. You know, it's your third eye. It's the all-seeing eye. It's the, you know, order out of chaos. It's like their symbology for everything. That eye is
So, like, every celebrity has done it. There's 3 things that are like that. Okay, so you know about the eye. You know about the bruised eye? Like the adrenochrome eye?
They all have it. Well, yeah. Have you heard the conspiracy that? See, I feel like it's them getting hit. But then some people say it's like adrenochrome withdrawal or something. I mean, it sounds
like treatment. Yeah. Do you know about them dressing up the Black actors? Cross-dressing?
Women? Dave Chappelle. Yeah. See, the thing is, Dave Chappelle, they want to put him in a dress. And he technically still kind of cross-dressed, because in the movie Men with Tights, there was a scene where he like put on like he kind of like put on like a half ass women's dress. But they want to put all the Black actors in the dress.
Yeah, he's done Brandon like a little bit.
Brandon Eddie T. Murphy. Jackson.
Yeah, no, all them.
Like this guy Brandon T. Jackson was on Big Mama's House. You got to look up this article if anybody's interested in this. He says it ruined. He's on YouTube. He said it ruined his career. Brandon T. Jackson, Big Mama's House 2, when he put on the dress, he said he lost all respect. And he did it with Martin Lawrence. It's a movie with Martin Lawrence. It's called
He was cursed. Yeah, so he was cursed and thin. Damn, I would cover this, man.
Dude, you gotta cover this. Brandon T. Jackson said it ruined his career.
Dude, I think that there's like plenty of these elites are like still pro slavery and are still slave owners. Like these people are slaves, man.
Like I mean, dude, these people are slave owners.
Yeah, I'm saying that these people figured out a way to still be slave owners, and they never stopped.
People minimum wage or whatever the hell. It's
even the rich ones, like that's why I'm like I'm not like that's why even though all the stuff you said about Chadwick Boseman, I know he was really rich, but these people are fucking slaves, man. Like even like I think LeBron is a fucking slave. LeBron is a slave, man.
Dude, but the thing is, he's been a famous guy since he was 16.
I know. I've followed him since he got big. I've followed LeBron
when he was in Ohio
religiously for at least 7 years. Like he's 2 years older than me. I wasn't really good, but I was a big basketball fan. And I followed him forever. I saw the change happen. I saw the whole thing.
Tell me the lineage, because I was only a fan of him when he was a high school sensation. Then when we got to the pros, I was never a big NBA fan. Even the Mavericks are good. I just don't like the NBA all that much for whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I've loved the NBA forever, just because regardless of the organization, it's the best players in the world. And I like seeing the best of any one thing.
And you like basketball. See, I like football, dude. I watch. I'm a football.
I like football.
It's the sport you like.
I played football, but I like it. I love basketball. I love basketball. That. I love fighting.
Okay, but tell me LeBron.
Okay, so LeBron was big. Okay, so at the time, LeBron was, you know, he was getting looks since he's like 12. Okay, I think he was on the cover of Slam, I think, when he was like half, like 13 and a half.
Yeah, it was like 14.
At the time, he was already getting looks at tight end for the Cleveland Browns. But he was set up through this whole system of when there's not a good family situation. This has been going on for many, many years in AAU basketball. If there's not a, or this happens through like the church, the AAU, like, which is like the private leagues and the public leagues.
Yeah, I know AAU. There's a lot of scum that kind of hangs around.
Yeah, there's going to be these handlers, these like ghetto handlers. Right. Where that are like guys, community guys. Some of them are straight up charlatans. Some of them are good guys.
They
some
work
of them
in like church or something.
Yeah, exactly. So many people, like the people that got the treatment like this first, the most were like the Fab Five, Chris Webber, Jalen Rose. I mean, this is, you know, Handler 101. You're blinking. Oh, there you go. Cool. So LeBron was basically known for being a great passer as well as a great athlete, and he had to work up his shot. So he went straight to the pros, and they've always tried to fit him in. I don't see one thing for the basketball fans out there. Him getting shopped around, I think, was part of the hustle. What do you mean
that first, like, Miami thing when he did is that when he transitioned to being
when he went to Miami and when he wasn't winning right away in Cleveland, and he went to Miami and he got with the others, all like superstars. Yeah. It started happening at that point. But then, like, during Obama, man, he started getting into the race pimping shit. I think that is where it went like really wrong. Like, he was never like, he was never like a social justice warrior until like 2014. And then fucking Trump broke everybody. Like, everyone with like connected to the elites got broken by Trump. Like, you know, so that's basically what happened.
Look at Chrissy Teigen. She's the biggest example of that, dude. He's broken her.
What do you think? Do you think that she really had a miscarriage?
Well, did you see all this stuff with her wristband saying that it was a hospital in Washington and that, you know, it was a different name on it? But they, you know, those celebrities checking the hotels and stuff under different names, that's not all that unusual. But dude, yeah,
I didn't see that, but explain what you're talking about. So there's a wristband that said what?
She has her hospital wristband and the photos that is zoomed in on it. And supposedly it says that they're in Washington and the last name is different. It's not Teigen. It has some other
really
name. Yeah, that's what they said. I mean, I've seen the footage, but this is what pisses me off the most about it.
She had
She posted a photo shoot before she got home. Before she got home from the hospital, she had already
posted this. That's fucked up, man. I don't like, even if we, you know, my big conspiracy stances that I'm sure about are like, even if we were to accept everything they're saying is true, that's still a whack job thing to do. That's a case in point. Even if everything they're saying is true, you post it that quick and you have like a film crew. Those are nice photos.
Yeah, those, I mean, like, dude, it's a poor taste. It's not even that poor taste to take the photos, but to post them before. I'm saying, I think it is poor taste to take the photos, but I can understand them because there's actually a website that does, or a company that does that, where they take baby pictures with your aborted baby. It's just, I learned this from that.
Oh.
Yeah, but there's a thing that does that. So I get that you maybe want a picture. Maybe I get that. But dude, to post it so fast.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about.
It shows that you're not really.
And
like,
how far along was she? Like, because they're all they're saying, I lost my baby boy. Like, a lot of people of that way of thinking are like third term type people, you know? So, like, how far along was she?
Well, I don't know how far along she was, but they said they never named their babies. And this is the first one they named him Jack already. So, of course, they have a name Jack. And this is a person that wants third trimester abortions. And I'm not like, I'm okay with. I'm okay, I guess, you know, abortion existing. I don't want it to. I'm just saying it existing. But for third trimester abortion ever existing makes zero sense. You know what I mean?
It's disgusting. Like, yeah. I mean,
and I'm not saying I'm anti-abortion. I'm just saying I get like abortion existing. All right.
We are where we are in history. And like, unless we are like older, we had no hand in like any of the original laws. This is like, you know, this is all 60s, 70s shit. So like, I wish it was not around at all. I wish it was just not, it was completely illegal, But
well, this is what I'm saying. When you have a, it's called a baby shower, not a fetus shower. You know what I mean? So
it
we,
makes no sense. Every yeah.
So I'm saying we already dictate that there's a baby inside you. So for me, it's like, man, I don't want any abortion, but dude, third trimester abortions have got to go. And these people that blindly,
it's horrifying, dude.
That just defend it,
dude. Like, it's worse than the Holocaust, man.
It is the Holocaust. I mean, it's yeah. literally the Holocaust. Yeah. I mean, the black baby.
It's a Holocaust. Yes.
It's eugenics, and it's sick, and it's. I don't understand how they could even. I can almost give them the argument. Oh, the baby, a woman, you know, might be hurt from the baby. But it's just such bullshit. They said that happens in like 1 in 10 million. I'm not going to know the cases, but the reason that they need to abort it that late is because it's going to hurt the mother. That's very rare that actually happens. You know, is what they said.
All right, let's talk about something happier. What different? You've been in Target, Trader Joe's. What other public establishments?
Well, I don't know. I just got the megaphone. So, Steven, let's brainstorm. People in the chat, what should we do? What's the next place I need to go peacefully protest with the megaphone?
That's interesting. You got to go to a gym, dude. The gyms are the hot spots, man. Or that's where
I work out at a gym. Did you see much of my video? One of my recent ones. I go to a gym that you don't have to wear a mask.
Yeah. Some states. I don't know. I work out at home.
I posted it.
And it's I wear one of my newest videos.
It's called the CC Spotlight. You guys need to check it out. Terlingo Cycle. And it's just a little minute long video, but it's a business that actually you don't have to wear a fucking mask at all, Steven.
Yeah, I mean, okay, Trump's got the Rona. I'm trying to look for it. I don't know. What is it? 24-hour?
2.0 or CC1?
I'm 2.0.
He's on gotta get a CC1 1.0. Fucker. Dude, why are you so
shadow banned, man? I couldn't find you on Instagram.
Dude, you have to type in the whole name on Instagram. Really? And now my feed goes to nothing. I think it's because I have like five.
I can't find 1.0, dude.
Well, just regular Conspiracy Castle.
Just Conspiracy Castle. Oh,
yeah, there's no 1.0 next. But
yo, what was the deal with you going after that that ex-football player?
Charles Haley. For no reason. I saw
people hating on you.
I loved that actually. But see, what happened was if you really watch the video, I brought up the mask and I go, why don't you have your mask on? And then he got all intense. So it makes me look bad because I was like pushing his buttons, but I should have stayed on topic about the mask. But dude, he like threatened me at the very beginning. And then I was like, well, fuck this guy. He's going to threaten me. All I did was ask him where sadly in a world. Like, I was trying to, yes, I was trying to troll him, but I wasn't trying to like seriously troll him. The wheels fell off the train, or the train fell off the track in the middle of that thing. It was so random. But
why? Why'd you go after him though?
Because, he's famous. I meant to say this. Charles Haley's famous, too, for touching his penis on other players in the locker room. And that's what I meant to bring up. You got to look at this. It's a complex article by Troy Aikman. He talks about how Charles Haley was crazy and after a win rubbed his penis on another player's shoulder in the locker room. And that's what I meant to bring up, and I didn't bring it up because I got so flustered, and that's what I was trying to troll him about. And when I said the mask thing, and he got so mad.
It did come off a little bit like you're just trying to go after him, but I didn't know that.
I was just trying to go after him, but I looked bad because he I don't have an excuse. I was just trying to rile him up, try to be a fucking shitster, pathetic journalist, fake journalist.
I'm going to play this video, but you're not going to hear it. This is the CC Spotlight, Terlingo Cycle. Thank you for truly caring about health and wellness. So I'll play it and then we'll talk about it.
Sadly, in a world where all of the businesses are afraid to operate without a mask, there's one place, one safe space in this world that's not being run by people that are totally brain dead. And that's this guy, John Terlingo, right here, the man. This guy is not brain dead. One of the smartest guys I know. You can come in here. You don't have to wear your mask. You're going to live. Best place in Dallas. You guys got to come work out here.
It's like a spin studio in the gayborhood of Dallas. It's like a gay spin studio. And they
it's the gayborhood?
It's in the gayborhood of Dallas. Yeah, I love it. Cedar Springs is no rules, just right. Dude, nothing, everything goes in there, Steven. You can wear a no mask. You can go in there naked.
Oh,
I'm just kidding. That's not really you could do true. That.
Oh, that's funny. So that's CC Terlingo Cycle. That's in Dallas. So, we never even finished talking about Dave Weiss. So how'd you link up with him? And he's down the rabbit hole, right?
Deep inside the rabbit hole.
How'd you link up with him and tell the people kind of – I mean, a lot of people know his work, but tell the people how you linked up with him and what he's all about.
Well, long story short is I've been to fucking Flat Earth for – back when it was big, I was really looking into it, like 2015, but really debating it. Like, I just don't believe this. Earth, not this, is bullshit. I don't believe it. I was really debating it. And then finally, 2017, 2018, I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to live my truth. But I was dating a girl. And this is last year. And I know that I kind of spanned 4 years, but kind of trying to convince yourself the Earth is a spinning ball at the beginning of the flat Earth, movement. Like, I just didn't want to admit it. But then finally they had the Flat Earth Fest in Dallas. It was just happened to be I forget what it's called. Yeah, the Flat Earth International Festival, whatever the fuck. And my girlfriend, who I was dating at the time, was a freaking maid of honor in this wedding. So that weekend, it was over a weekend, I had to do shit on Friday and Saturday night, but Thursday was, I didn't have to do anything. So I went to the Flat Earth convention and it was crazy. It was just a lot of weird energy.
Wow,
good energy.
Cool.
Good
energy. I'd go to that for sure, dude.
Oh no, it was great, but it was good energy, but it was just, I don't know how to explain it. It was just weird. It's like what we're doing was illegal or something. I don't know how to explain it. It was cool. Yeah. It's like we were doing something underground.
Was this in? Was this like this summer?
This was last year. This is 2019.
Last year,
I want to get the right date. I want to look at the right.
You gotta have it on the nose. You gotta have the I want the time, dude. of the speech, dude.
Okay, so I went there, and the first night was freaking Owen Benjamin, and it was in October, I think. Yeah,
November 14th. We got a lot of bears that watch the show.
Yeah, so Owen was great, and before he started, the only person I saw, I guess I saw Jaren and some other people. I didn't go and talk to
him. Who's that? I've heard that name before. Who's that?
Yeah, he runs, Jaren. He's one of the biggest Flat Earth channels. Jaren, you got to look at him. I mean, Jaren isn't raw. He has a bunch of shows. He's huge. He's a really good friend of mine. He's a really good guy. But I didn't go say anything. The only person I went to talk to is Dave Weiss. And I talked to Dave Weiss about Sandy Hook, and I was like, oh, this Wolfgang guy is all fucked up. I don't know. Have you ever looked into Sandy Hook?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Is Wolfgang.
You can't really say much. I don't want to say it anymore. I don't want to.
I don't care, man.
We can just call it Sandy. But so if you look into that, you need to look into Wolfgang Hauberg, really. But so I was talking to him about that. And
real quick. So do you think that, do you believe Wolfgang Hauberg's, his dude, story?
Adam Lanza didn't even exist, bro. They took the bait. They took all these 28 people that died, Steven. They took them out supposedly in the middle of the night at 3 a.m. Dude, if you want to, guys, you need to look up. I'm talking with a woman tomorrow. Her name is Sophia Smallstorm.
On your channel?
This is the first time. What?
On your channel?
No, I'm actually talking to her on her blog. My channel, I'm suspended for 2 weeks. Yeah, she reached out to me. She liked my mask video. Dave Weiss sent her my Trader Joe's protest, and she said she wanted to interview me about it. But if you guys know Sophia Smallstorm, you have to look into Unraveling Sandy by Sophia Smallstorm, and she breaks it down layer by layer of the crock of shite that Eric Holder and the Obama administration pulled on Sandy, on this school. It makes you sound crazy. You're like, Alex, there's no way. But there's weird stuff like these kids that survived supposedly sang at the Super Bowl. And Steven, now we're 8 years later. I think it happened in 2012. So yeah, 8 years later, not one of these kids has come up and said they sang at the Super Bowl right after it happened. Not one of the kids that sang at the Super Bowl has put on their resume, gone to college. Not one story about these kids. Oh, I was the Sandy Hook kid that sang in the Super Bowl. There's just all this weird shit, dude. And they took out these bodies in the middle of the night, guys. And this guy, Dr. Carver and Adam Lanza, the way Adam Lanza 86'd his mother. Dude, none of it makes any sense if you have the ability to critically think for yourself. And I'm not saying that sarcastically. I'm saying it is a test of your critical thinking skills. When you look at a guy like Robbie Parker, who is supposedly the dad that was laughing before he gave his big speech, and he even admits that the photo he used of his dead daughter was Photoshopped because they couldn't get one with all the kids smiling at the same time. So, dude, you just – all this stuff, I'm telling you, if you don't know the context, Sandy Hook, fake as shit.
Mm, yeah. I
gotta look into it. I know I sound like a nutter.
You know, so let me ask you something. I mean, like, here, it's just crazy. I don't know. For me to have a good time talking with someone, they have to be open to conspiracies. Obviously, you are. But because it's just like the because when you use your imagination, and I believe that part of having a good imagination is being in touch with reality. It, like, if I'm – I don't have a good imagination. If I'm like, oh, there was a wizard, and he climbed down a tree, and then there was the Grand Canyon, and he hit you in the face with a pizza pie. That's not a good imagination. That's just random shit. But, like, if you can connect the dots a little bit, like for me, like, one thing I've been saying – let me ask you about this take. There's so much to talk about. And for me, I'm not – I don't let me ask you before I even say this. Do you try to remember all these details, or does it just come naturally?
Oh, dude. No, I don't try at all because I don't remember shit, Steve.
You just remember all that shit about Sandy.
Oh, I can remember because it tattoos in your brain. Yes, I can remember. I have a weird brain where I can, if something really interests me, I can remember it. Mm. But I don't try to remember any of this, Steven. I'm basically mentally challenged. You're looking at a guy. I'm like an autistic adult. No. I mean, I'm not autistic. I'm
pretty retarded, too.
I'm basically am. I really am not some smart guy. I don't have some ability to think this special way. But my brain, I honest to God, I've got a college degree from LSU and stuff, but I've gotten smarter, Steven, ever since I started to critically think and not just accept the story. I'm telling you, my brain, even with money, with the
same for me as well.
Because I just have more gratitude. I can just make decisions better. So I feel smarter because I'm having, I'm not constantly self-sabotaging as much. But back to what I was saying is, no, dude, I can retain the Sandy Hook because you watch this video, Sophia Smallstorm. And when I watch it, Steven, I watched it 10 times. It's about a 2-hour documentary.
Yeah, yeah. I think I've seen the one you're talking about. So here's my question then. Like, so for me, what happens with me is I will get into these subjects and I'll binge them. And I will usually not even you. I'll always try to refute it with the mainstream take. And there's always these debunking videos of the conspiracy theorists. They are usually terrible. Like, usually the debunkers, I saw the debunker of Wolfgang, whatever his name is.
Wolfgang Halbig, that guy sucks.
Nothing convinced me of Sandy more than this debunking video of Wolfgang. I'd spent like a couple hours watching all his work. I was scared. I was like, holy shit, man. This is about a year and a half ago. And then I watched like 4 debunking videos. 3 of them made no argument, and I'm pretty coached in logical fallacies and just philosophy and logic. I'm like, this is some bullshit. And then this final one came on just completely attacking this guy's character. I was like, making an argument. So once I've heard enough details, I get to my point where I say, I'm done. Like, I don't believe the mainstream narrative anymore, and then I don't pursue remembering the details. I'm just like, this is bullshit. But that affects my ability to persuade people of it later and to be able to like talk about it, other than to be like, Sandy Hook. Like, if you're going to walk around to a normie saying Sandy Hook is bullshit, you better have some facts. You're ready to drop
them. Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
Dude, because you just nailed it. I'm trying to debunk this shit, Steven. Yeah. So I'm like, what the fuck? They took the kids out at 3 a.m. and they never showed the parents pictures of the child. Yeah, there's a lot of these stuff that you remember. And the only reason is because it gets tattooed in my brain. But, dude, my biggest recall is 9/11. Dude, I had to watch 1,000 hours probably of 9/11 shit for me to tell you that Muhammad Atta was the ringleader. You know, I mean, to tell you these, you know, details, you know, that the, you know, Israeli thing, the art students were on the 93rd floor, you know, the Solomon Brothers building was a 47 story building, you know, Tower 7. To remember this stuff, you just get into it so freaking much, and you're trying to debunk it. You're like, this is impossible. It's like the flat earth, 8 inches per mile squared, you know, the fact that the radius of the earth is supposedly 25,000 miles, you know, around the equator. You just remember some of this shit because you're right. Because if somebody's like, what the fuck are you talking about, Alex? You have to have some sort of facts. But even with the best freaking fact or factoid, gas pressure can't exist next to a vacuum without a physical barrier. They don't.
That's why,
shit.
Dude. That's why I'm like it. It's why I don't know the actual answer to my question. Where it's like there is a definite argument for just checking out and being like, I believe what I believe. I'm gonna continue on. That's. I mean, I'll go on a rant once in a while on my show and stuff like that. But other than that, I'm just like, COVID is fake. I'm moving on. This shit is bullshit. I'm moving on. 9/11 is fake. I'm moving on. And it's like, you know. at the end of the day, like, what is 100% even? Like, are you 100? Like, I'm 100% sure that 9/11, that the mainstream narrative on 9/11 is just a clown's joke.
Dude, I would like, bet my life.
I would bet my life on it.
Commission report is inaccurate.
Yeah. Yo, so I got a quick story. It's pretty funny. So let's see. In like 2012 through 2015, I binged hard. Do you remember on in YouTube? This is about 2011 or something like that. One, they did two little acts. They made the videos longer than half an hour. Do you remember this?
When what do you mean? Like, on
YouTube, videos were only like less than half an hour long. It was either less than half an hour or less than 60 minutes.
I remember that transition because that was a big deal that they got longer.
Yeah. And then about a year after that, they did this big dump of free documentaries, college courses, all kinds of shit. Like all kinds of like 2 hour education shit from all kinds of things. Do you remember this when that happened?
No, I don't remember that dump. So they basically just put a bunch of free, because you can all learn kinds anything on YouTube.
Yeah.
That's one good thing.
This
about
is
YouTube.
When that started. It was that was when it went from people uploading shit to like you can literally find any movie.
But you can
all
fix
time.
Any car part, anything. Exactly. Anything with a car on YouTube.
When that happened, I took a history course online from the University of Virginia, and it was taught by this guy, Philip Zelico. And
but the classes weren't live, were they?
No, they weren't. They were just pre-recorded history things where I learned a ton about history.
You listened to the lecture. No, that's awesome.
Yeah, and it was awesome. I learned a ton. And then like 2 years later, I learned that this guy was like the number three guy at the 9/11 report.
The 9/11 commissioner.
Yeah. Well, see, which made me start to question history. And because I was like, this fucking guy, because I didn't believe 9/11. I was like, this guy taught this class. And I started looking into academia. And it was just like Pepe Silvia shit where I was like, I started looking into alternate history and stuff like that. And I think 9/11 was one of the big ones for a lot of people. Right.
Yeah, and I love the Pepe Silvia reference. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. That's a great show.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the best
on that show. Have you never seen that clip? I was in an episode of It's Always Sunny. Yes.
What?
Yeah, it's so hard to find the episode, but I'll send it to you. Yes, on Jaron's show, he played the clip. I was an extra, and it's in the episode of Frank's brother. And I'm at that. I gotta find it. But yes, I'm dancing in the club.
Are you serious? You've been around, man.
I was in an episode of that. I'll find it and I'll send it to you because I got to screen record it and send it to you.
Cool. Yeah, that's funny. Damn, man. So, like, hold on, what did I write down?
Pepe Silvia, you're talking about 9/11.
Yeah. I mean, it just becomes this ridiculous thing.
This teacher, though, real quick, dude, how fake the news is, we know history is fake, but I want to hear what the teacher, what was the course, American history, world history?
It was American history. Yeah, it was like, I think it was just called American history. Yeah, it wasn't the history of the South. I took that a couple times. It was just American history, colonial history, I believe, at the University of Virginia. And I remember really liking the guy until it broke my heart. I was like, dang it, this lion.
And you know, it doesn't make so what turnout?
He's probably saying some true shit for sure, too. They all
in
do.
The class, yeah.
Yeah.
But the, you know, there was so much turnover on the 9/11 commission report. All the people that were on it originally quit. I mean, there was so much. That was such a fuddy-duddy bullcrap deal, fake patsy thing. I mean, so he was just some teacher probably trying to get. Dude, after 9/11, 19 Saudi Arabian hijackers were able to defeat the number one military in the world, and nobody lost their job. As a matter of fact, everybody that was involved in 9/11 got promoted. Dude. All the military generals, yes. You got to look into that if you don't know that.
Yeah,
all the military
they
people
always
got
do.
Promoted.
No one ever gets caught or gets. I mean, they do have their fall guys, like Weinstein and
9/11, not one military person got fired. One military person got fired.
It's so fake and gay. Yeah.
That's really gay.
Yeah. Do you think a plane hit the Pentagon?
Dude, no way.
No. Yeah.
Dude, no way. And the plane definitely didn't hit Shanksville, Pennsylvania into the ground like that, just harden up into dirt. That's a picture you need to see. Just look into the Flight 93. If you think that a plane hit, landed right there, you're insane. There would be a freaking luggage, a thong. I mean, something. I know that sounds crazy, but there would be some sort of wreckage. And just the sheer aerodynamics of a plane going that low and making that hole in the Pentagon, you know it's fake. And that was the Office of Naval Affairs that was actually investigating the $1.7 trillion that was missing from the budget that
Donald Rumsfeld had just talked about. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, to me, I I'm not really a details guy in this type of thing. I mean, I like doing my show. I'm basically an entertainer, man. That's basically what I do.
That's
I'm
a all we are,
professional
right?
entertainer. But I'm into music too, and like I'm getting into into comedy. But like, what
you got to get
like,
into it all? You got to get into all comedy. You exactly, be Jimmy Fallon. We got to do it all.
Except not gay. I mean,
I know, he's the worst.
Yeah,
but, you know,
yeah.
I respect
he's actually
him. Hey,
he's not the worst. I think Jimmy
he's
Kimmel.
He's incredibly talented, though. I'll give him that.
Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel is the worst. How
Jimmy
far
Kimmel
that,
sucks,
yeah.
and I used to love Jimmy Kimmel, dude. I used to love The Man Show, and I used to love Howard Stern. Howard Stern sucks.
I used to love Stern, man.
Dude, Howard
what
Stern.
Happened?
Well, let me show you this shit. Hold on. Let me show you.
We lost him, folks. All right, he's coming back. Conspiracy Castle. It says Leah Remini is not a talented actress. She's the Scientology whistleblower. Whatever. Fuckery was afoot, says Miami.
One thing Stern was famous for is he doesn't sell any memorabilia. And a girlfriend, I love Stern so much, she got me this custom-made freaking Howard Stern fist. And this is now this is the Black Lives Matter fist.
Yeah, dude.
And it's a jacking off hand.
Yeah. I've seen that. The symbolism stuff, it creeps me out so much, man.
It's definitely weird.
Or like iconography, or like I don't know what the word is. Sometimes not even symbolism. It's just like they're icons.
Well, and so basically with Howard Stern, though, dude, he was the coolest guy ever, I used to think, you know, I thought. And Jimmy Kimmel, I thought was cool too, but dude, they're the biggest freaking shills in the world, dude. Howard Stern used to kiss Donald Trump's ass, Stephen.
Yeah.
He would have Donald Trump on. He had knee pads on. He was sucking his dick so good.
Yeah.
But he was sucking his dick. Have, Mr. Trump, you're so rich.
That's why I love Trump, man. I get it. Like, so kind of like it's kind of goes back to the same thing where I was saying before. Where it's like, I can't explain to you, and I don't want to, why you should like Trump, but I just get it. I get Trump and I like him. Same thing with conspiracy theories. I just get that there's some fucked up shit. Like I don't believe you, mainstream. And I think that it's almost like the equivalent, you know, the bear argument. It's like I don't have to outrun the bear, I just have to outrun you. You know what I'm talking
about?
That's what I'm saying. Like, to me, the most plausible, the most reasonable position in the universe is to be a conspiracy theorist, because all you have to do is say the mainstream is bullshit. You don't even have to make any really claims to be a conspiracy theorist. You just have to be like, no, they're not telling the truth. And then, you know, like, it's easy. Like, 9/11 is bullshit, man. Like,
provably,
so,
I mean, a 47 story building doesn't fall in 6 seconds.
How
you know
can
I mean?
We set this up where the mainstream can debate the conspiracy people in good faith in public?
It'll never happen, because you have things like CNN that won't even, and Twitter that won't even let the Hunter Biden meth pipe get out. I'm just saying, they're only going to let, and the disinformation that they do let the conspiracy, they do their own specials, conspiracy theories, Q. And it's always these bullshit conspiracies that don't even make sense. So they do that. They trick us, and they act like they debunk Q and how Q said. They use the most stupid astronomical thing, because all these Q idiots, and I'm not saying all people that like Q are idiots. I'm saying there's these Q people that think, you know, John F. Kennedy Jr. is coming back. And I just, that's not, they said three different times he's coming back now. And I think that's disinformation. I think there's people within that create that to make them look stupid, you know, because some of the Q things are probably, you know, correct, or, you know, they have they're on the pulse of what Donald Trump's thinking. I don't fucking know, but, you know, I'm saying they start talking about JFK Jr. coming from the dead, and he's supposed to be on these dates. They sound like they're freaking got poop in their pants. You know what I mean? That you can't, you got no credibility. They sound like they're nuts. And so that's where we're going. There's a lot of that controlled disinformation. I think that could be controlled disinformation.
They're talking. Horatius is talking about it in the chat. And they asked you this question. He said, what do you think about, like, alphabet agencies putting out conspiracy theories to as disinformation?
Well, dude, duh. Think that's what you're talking about? The CIA and the MI6 got caught paying millions of dollars to make ISIS beheading videos that are fake. Do you know this, Stephen? Did you ever look into this?
ISIS videos?
Google it right now. CIA caught making ISIS videos. So this is the CIA during George Bush, during Obama. They got caught. They this is a long thing. They were paying marketing companies to make fake terrorism
what
videos.
The hell. Pentagon hired a UK-based $500 million on fake Al-Qaeda propaganda videos.
And they were shit. They couldn't even use them.
What?
They were such
I didn't
trash.
Know about this.
Yes, dude. And you think we live in a real world where they got to make fake terrorism videos. So every time you see if somebody cut their head off on a terrorism video, you eat it with a grain of salt, you know?
Yeah, okay. So here's the thing though. Like, I get what you're saying. And from like a, I don't know.
Not every beheading video is fake.
From a full,
that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. Like this thing where to call something fully fake though is really weird. Like when people say like elections are fake, I mean, there's many parts of elections. I mean, saying the world
is
fake.
This is why I think elections fake.
You can enact an outcome with your free will, man.
Well, this is why they say it's fake. In my opinion, it's not fake. It's like this, but this is the fake part of it. When you vote in Texas, it's probably going to be Republican anyway. So if you vote Democrat, it doesn't matter because the 38 electoral college votes go to the president. Yeah. So in that sense, your vote doesn't fucking matter unless you
No. But there's a difference between a relevant, fake, manufactured, fabricated. I mean, there's a difference between all these words. So I mean, I get it. I lived in I'm out of D.C. now, but when I lived in D.C. I voted for libertarian guy. 93% were for Hillary. So that just means that you're irrelevant. But that doesn't mean when to me, when someone says fake, that
it was
means
93% Hillary in D.C.
Yeah, dude, in 2016, amazing. Yeah, dude,
she really does own it. Wow.
Dude. Well, she lives there still. I think
there weren't enough Republican conservative people that live there.
The only Republican conservatives that work in D.C. don't even live there. They live in Richville outside of the city. But anyway, to be fake, it would mean your ballot doesn't get counted and everyone's doesn't either. Like, I mean, like, so if
well, could it be fake if they added fake ballots from China?
Yeah, of course. So then we're like, to me, it's I'm not making the argument that elections are real. I'm making the argument that this shit is complicated. And to say that something is fake is an uncomplicated position. And it's complicated because what I want to know is how fake is it? That's what I want to know about all because okay, so for instance, back to 9/11. Do you think planes hit the Twin Towers?
I personally don't.
You don't? Okay. So yeah, there's levels to this shit. You know, and
of
I'm
course,
interested
yeah,
in
I,
all
I,
of it.
There's
yeah.
planes can't fly. See, there's planes
you
that
you personally think you think that planes
I know for
hit.
A fact that it's called a maximum velocity rate, a VMR, a velocity maximum rate, and a plane cannot go 500 miles an hour at that low of an altitude. They can't even test it. Look it up. Look up the VMR of an airplane. They're supposed to be going 500 miles an hour at that low of altitude. The thing would have shred like a banana. And so you're like, and then you look at, dude, I can put you on some channels. If you, the weather is supposed to be terrible. They had a freaking tropical storm was coming in, a hurricane is coming in, and then I believe they used some sort of like weather technology or something. The sky was so clear and it was so blue that it was so easy to put a CGI plane. And you're like, Alex, that's impossible. But the guy that actually has the most famous footage, the helicopter footage, Stephen, listen to this, the guy that filmed the helicopter footage actually teaches a class, was one of the first guys to teach a class how on Avid software to add planes into regular footage. The guy, yes. Shit, dude, this is you can look this up. You can, I swear to God, yes. This is even in the Loose Change. This is like, no. The guy that has the most famous.
I never even saw Loose Change, yeah.
Yeah, well, but you can just Google it. The guy that has the most famous 9/11 footage is a video editor. And so you're like, Alex, it's impossible. We saw those planes. Well, first of all, there's planes probably flying around, some military, you know, planes flying around there. But dude, those buildings were built to freaking take the withstand of a 737, the biggest plane at the time in 1968 when they were built. And see, they were built in 1968 and they came down in 2001, exactly 33 years after they broke down. I know. And so, but regardless, dude, you're like, Alex, there's no planes. I saw that on TV. I'm telling you, dude, if you ran a fucking plane into that building, it would look different. It would have smashed like a Coke can. It wouldn't have sliced through it like butter with the tip of the nose coming out through a football field of concrete and steel. Not going to happen, bud.
Damn,
and you're like, you don't believe it. Because look at the military. There's military footage of them, you know, basically like running trucks and trains into like concrete pillars. And look and see what these freaking trucks and trains look like when they hit a concrete wall.
So, okay. So when someone says like hologram theory, this is what they're talking about. Are there any people like,
well, I don't know.
Am I wrong? Yeah, it's fine. Like, if I'm wrong, let me know. But my, either way, my point is, are there people out there that think the buildings, like, that, like,
they didn't
there exist. Wasn't even death?
Well, yeah, they're saying a lot of people didn't die because this is what the theory. You don't know this theory? See, even after the original bombing in 1993, most of the tenants had left, except for a lot of the businesses that had special vaults in there. So, literally, the buildings were supposedly, there's people that died, but they said 3,000 people died. You can look this up. Look up hospitals empty on 9/11. Google this right now. Hospitals empty. And there's all these, there's this famous expose. And this is what the hospital said. The reason why they were so empty on 9/11 is that because either everybody was fatally wounded and didn't have a chance, or they walked away unscathed. And so you look at that, look at the hospitals empty on 9/11. 3,000 people did not. The number they gave us is fuddy-duddy. Damn, but people did die.
This is freaking me out right now, man.
Wait, did you not? Did you look up that article I just told you?
I did, but I did it on Google, so I it's not up there. It's like it's not in the first page. Like, how many deep do you want me to go in? I just typed in.
Here, I'll find it, dude. Yeah, hospitals
send me whatever.
On 9/11. It should be like a Lancet article. Hospitals.
One of the regulars in the chat, I mean, I don't know if he's planning on doing this anymore, but this dude was McConnell. You guys know him. He was trying to do this website where he linked and archived all the different sources for all the different conspiracies. And it, like, so you ever heard of anyone doing something like this where, like, we need, like, 'cause they fucking scrub this shit, man. They
what
censor this.
They
stuff. They scrub shit. I mean, these people are evil, man.
No, we're fucked, dude. The censorship is so fucked. But there's people like, you know, Stop, Look, Think. That's Dave Weiss's site that has, you know, just a lot of the good ass shit. This is a Daily Beast article talking about how Bellevue Hospital was empty. One of the biggest hospitals in Manhattan was empty after the
attack. Oh, he got it right. Okay. Oh, that's the one that came up first. Oh, I didn't even. What do you know who, you know, Ryan Dawson?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, he's a shill too, because he did.
Would you be willing to debate him? Someone that asked in the chat asked.
Wait, right, the 9/11 guy?
Yeah, he's like, what do you think of Ryan?
I was thinking Sean Dawson. Ryan Dawson's a badass.
Oh, Shane Dawson.
Shane Dawson is what I was thinking. Yeah, yeah. Whoa. Ryan Dawson's a badass. Shane Dawson's a creep.
Oh,
I didn't mean
we're talking about him tomorrow.
I got mixed up. Shane Dawson
Yeah, it's funny.
He did that pedophilia stuff, and Shane Dawson is.
Listen
really,
to this, man. The other day, I did the same thing with another person. You remember Shane Gillis, the guy that
Chinese?
He was
like Shane Gillis.
I was the other day. I was like, I was talking about Shane Dawson, but I met Shane Gillis, and I was like, oh no, I mean not the pedophile. It was the same thing you just did.
That's interesting, because Ryan Dawson's a badass. I wouldn't. Yeah. I mean, what does Ryan Dawson say? He doesn't say there's. He said
I think he's. I think that he's not a truther. I think that he is in the camp with, do you know,
well,
Scott Horton? Do you know who that is?
I debated 9/11 on a show called Modern Day Debate. And then I debated a guy, named some guy named Conspiracy Cat. And then he debated like, 2 days later on the anniversary of 9/11. And so he was for the conspiracy though. So he is some sort of conspiracy theorist.
Yeah. I mean, okay. So what, I keep wanting to say Shane Dawson now, Ryan Dawson, and Scott Horton have the same theory where it happened, but it was basically like combination incompetence and like an internal war between the CIA and the FBI where they like didn't share information. They either let it happen or I think
well,
that's what they're.
The official story is George Bush said that they had, and Condoleezza Rice said they were briefed on it and they didn't take it serious enough. So that is just right there, the insubordination. But dude, we know Israel is the one that gained the most from us destabilizing the Middle East. I wonder what's their opinion on Israel's hand in it.
I don't know. I'll definitely look into that.
I gotta watch his debate. I didn't watch his debate, but dude, I would talk to Ryan Dawson, debate him, whatever. Yeah,
that guy's got a cool platform. I like his shit. I mean, he's good on a lot of stuff. I mean, I don't know.
Does
I just care if someone's interesting. Yeah, I mean, he definitely talks about all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Okay. So
what's this thing called? It's called the Anti-Neocon Report.
That's what Ryan Dawson's is called. Why do we keep saying Shane Dawson? That name.
Dude, I'm talking about him tomorrow. I have these.
That's satanic.
Man.
There's something in that when you say it, it's stuck in your head. Because I never even watched any of his shit. How does he get famous? Like, he's just.
Yeah. Ryan believes that Mossad carried out 9/11.
But Mossad 100% did. The Israeli art students.
But
yeah,
but you just think that it wasn't planes and shit. You think that it was controlled demolition.
It was orchestrated by people within our own government too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Because those buildings were wired to go. You're like, oh, Alex, you know, we saw these planes. I'm telling you, there was no plane in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, and there was no plane in freaking the Pentagon. So why am I going to think there's planes there? People say there are, but there wasn't a plane that hit Building 7 and that came down. And really, we're arguing semantics because we really need to get to the fact that they covered it up, dude. They shipped all the shit out. Regardless how it happened,
you can unravel that once
you get some justice.
All those trucks going out, yeah, man. I mean, what really scares me is when it's like multi-generational. You're talking about 33 years before it, and there's all the like before you build it, you got to go through a crazy permitting process and all kinds of stuff. I mean, something like the World Trade Center, I bet you're in planning and permitting for like 10 years, man. Like,
dude,
and they
Larry had- Silverstein, the, who took over the asbestos infested building from the MTA, gained $4.7 billion from his insurance, and he had the building less than 6 months before it came down. Dude. He just got lucky. So there's a lot of planning.
Ridiculous.
To this shit, Steven.
Yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous, man. I mean, like, so, you know, last time we didn't get, I still don't know that much about the Black Boule. They're a fraternity, right? They're like a secret society.
Well, so how it all came out is Skull and Bones. Skull and Bones is like the original, you know.
They're
like,
the white version of the Boule.
Yeah, they're the white version. Yeah. So, you know, they have these secret societies. And so when you say fraternity, that's a really good way to put it. They're a fraternity, but see, Skull and Bones, a black person can't be part of that. So the Boule, they basically started using black people to protect them. So they say that the Black Boule doesn't have a seat at the table, but they protect the table.
That's what I'm saying, dude. These people are still slave owners, man.
100%.
These people are still slave owners,
Why
man.
Do you think they put all the black actors in dresses?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was getting at. Yeah, there's
Tyler
the actors,
Perry's
the musicians.
Tyler Perry's a billionaire guy. What is he known for? Wearing a dress.
Dude, it's some sick shit, man. I don't know how, like, how do we, like, do we just endure? We're fucked.
What do you mean by fucked? What I'm saying is we choose to let them infect us with their, you know, pop art, their media, you know, sports. We had to just choose to not let their voodoo work on us. You know what I mean? We have to be able to recognize it. That's all we can do. And then it doesn't work. And then we live free because all this shit is bullshit, Steven. You know what I mean? We let it. We let Caitlyn Jenner make us feel some sort of way when really Caitlyn Jenner doesn't fucking matter. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter that she cut her cock off or whatever the fuck.
Well, what if I mean, if you're looking out for only yourself and your family, I mean, maybe it is a like savior complex or just wanting to bite off more than you could chew, but like we are people that can have free will that can affect change in the world, and if the culture is going south, we cannot let it affect us, but also we could change it by building stuff or changing it. And
I agree we can change the culture, but I think it almost is, as with anything, it's like, this is what the Illuminati want. They want order out of chaos. So they can, you know, they can, everything be fucked up and they can rebuild it. It's like what the military does. They break you down to rebuild it. Sadly, we have to have Hillary Clinton go to jail or something. Whatever the current social system in Hollywood, all needs to be shattered and needs to be rebuilt for that to happen. So we have to, and we literally have to see the society for in entertainment, media crumble before we can ever get some change.
Yeah. People said Gravy Boat says a breakaway society. I agree with that.
Basically,
you got to make
society within here. I mean, we need to just break away from all the freaking trauma-based mind control that the fucking news is the virus right now, dude. The fucking news is the worst thing in the world.
All right, so on my morning show, I usually am showing the people at least like probably 100 news articles today, every day. A lot of it's funny. A lot of it is we're making fun of. I stay away from your big beast ones. CNN, I don't look at Google News, like CNN, MSNBC, other than when I'm shitting on it, I don't look at any of those. But I am going through a bunch of stuff. Some politics, right now we're in election season, so it's a lot of politics. I'm going to distance myself a little more after that. But I do run a news show with current events and stuff like that. Am I doing a good thing for the world, in your opinion?
Yeah, I read Daily Mail every freaking day, and Daily
Dude,
Mail
how can
trash.
You how can you deal with the eye AIDS, man? Daily Mail is so AIDS the way it looks.
It's so bad. Okay, let's talk about Daily Mail real quick. First of all, it's written by robots. It's definitely not written by humans.
Dude, what? Man, that is some low vibe. Like, my vibe goes down when I read the
and
Daily
it
Mail.
Is so poison. You're right. But, dude, you can read an article in, like, 2 minutes. And it's because they condense it. It's just so condensed. It is trash. It's the trashiest
dude,
website.
It's
but,
dude, it's a raping by advertisement.
Steven, I read Daily Mail every single day, every headline fuck, on man? It. Every day. I check no. it 10 times. That's how I stay up on everything. I read Daily Mail every day.
Wow.
On my phone, all the eye cancer, all the eye poison. I'm probably gonna go cross-eyed. It's such a fucking trash.
Amazing.
It works better on your phone with the browser. The app's trash. It's trash on your phone. The best way it works is on your phone, in the browser, because the pop-ups are the smallest.
Yeah, I got that.
It's trash, but dude, but it lets you it opens your eyes and you can start looking, because it's just a news aggregator, you know. They're just stealing all this shit from
yeah I mean I guess they're not a news aggregator. They're a news publication. They're a publisher.
Yeah, I guess they are. I guess they write those articles, but they're just like condensing
the ones that are aggregators are Google News, Bongino Report, Drudge, I got them right here.
But see, I was on like Daily Mail too, because the clicks, it goes to the top articles, the one that gets clicked the most. So it's sometimes you're like, why is this the most? It's weird what gets your attention, because they'll put something up there that they think is going to be good, and then immediately it goes down. It's just, it's like, I'm not really into Reddit. I should be more into Reddit.
Oh, hell no. Yeah, Reddit.
No, I should.
No.
Is Reddit trash?
Oh,
I don't get it.
Up cancer. I don't spend any time on it, but it's left wing cancer, dude. It's just
is it that bad? I sometimes see it, and when I try to like look into it,
4chan's better than Reddit, man.
Well, I don't think I like reading stuff in that form.
No, me neither. I don't like forum. I don't like that at all. No. Check out News, man. News is the best one. It's KNEWZ.
KNEWZ.
Yeah, news.com, yo. That shit is tight. It's got it all. Organized by type of article or whatever. I mean, just people need their news, and I want to make them laugh. Yo, yeah, it's the shit. It's so good. It's the best one. It's way better than Drudge. But I'm just like,
what do you think about Jed Toobin jacking off in a Zoom meeting? The head CNN and legal analyst.
Me Toobin.
Yeah, I'm saying. I mean, his name's Jeffrey Toobin. Did you see that?
Do you know about his other proclivities? Look at this.
What else does he know?
He's been through all kinds of bullshit. Let me go to this.
Well, if he's a CNN's head legal analyst, he's definitely.
Oh, these people are fucking degenerates, man. Like these people, these lawyer, usually Jewish.
For sure, always Jewish. Hey, I know.
Are
we're
you Jewish?
Do you see? There's some Fauci emails are going to come out. Do you think
Fauci
gonna come out?
Yeah, emails? Fauci, not Hunter, not Hunter.
Not Hunter, but we're supposed to get a bunch of Fauci emails about to come up. I wonder what you think.
See, that's the low vibe shit. I don't anything to do with these mainstream fucks. I don't even know if I care. I bet you Fauci gets pumped somewhere in Rome.
Oh, he's
Rome
so
or
weird,
somewhere man. In Rome or somewhere in, you know. Okay, accused Zoom masturbator Jeffrey Toobin has naughty sex history. Okay, let's see. Extramarital affair, getting his girlfriend pregnant a decade ago. 60-year-old, long time married dad, still had a daughter with one of then CNN colleagues. 2009,
had a daughter with a colleague.
Test did first denied paternity of the baby. Test showed he was the dad.
This guy's a sex addict. I mean,
these people are degenerates, man.
Well, he's getting his colleagues pregnant. I don't work at CNN, but I get like you can fall in love on a set, but this guy looks like he's having sex at work. It seems like
it all starts with they're disrespecters of marriage, man. These people do not take marriage and like actual vows seriously.
Well, I don't know if a lot of people do, because people get bored and people want change. Like, I think, I worked for that show Cheaters, and obviously I signed an NDA.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
You can
that.
Only say so much.
People
but, like,
mentioned that in the chat. I didn't know what they were talking about.
But what I'm saying is, dude, I can't tell you. So, like, I had to do a lot of social engineering on that show, for lack of a better word. But we'd get a lot of real people just calling us. And I'm just saying, there's a lot of people getting cheated on. That is so fucking common. So monogamy, we're basically, I hate to say this because we're not, we're spiritual beings, we're humans, but fuck, dude, at the end of the day, we're like dogs and cats humping each other. I mean, we really are.
Yeah, we have an element of that.
And I can't hardly get laid, so I don't
know.
Without
God. Yeah, without God, we are.
I'm saying I can't hardly find a girlfriend. I haven't had sex basically this year since my ex, really. Well, I mean, I take that back. I've had sex with two different
girls. Yeah, see, I think people should be celibate outside of marriage, period.
I've stopped dating. So since I broke up with my girlfriend, I got lucky twice.
I haven't had sex in about a year and a half. You know, and you know, I just don't. I think it's a trap, man. It's like the ultimate trap. Like,
we gotta have a companion, but
yeah. Well, companionship is different than sex for sure. But I just think that the way that it's like God's plan is a man and a woman, and they don't have sex outside of that bond, and it's for life. Like that's, and you know, you can play with fire. People have tried.
Yeah, no, I've tried small relationships and it just didn't go good. It's just a fucking annoying. I mean, and sex does take away part, like people that we have this culture where like, oh, you're a badass if you have a lot of sex. But no, we release hormones like oxytocin and stuff, and you have a connection with that person for the rest of your life. So it is a special, intense thing.
Dude, I don't think you get over people you have sex with, man.
You can, because there's people that I've had sex with I don't like anymore. But I mean, you're right. There is some sort of connection you always have no matter what.
Yeah,
there's girls I've had sex with.
I think it's a total trap. Yeah,
see ever.
You know they say I'm a voluntary celibate. That's what I am.
I'm basically the same thing. I'm not even interested in dating. I had a dating app. I deleted it. You know, a few weeks ago. I'm not even trying to go on dates because, you know what? And I'm not super popular, but I actually get hit up by quite a few woke girls. Where I'm not like saying that I'm turning down dates in the Metroplex, a couple like yogis and stuff, good looking girls. And Steven, I don't even really want to go on dates. I'm
you
saying
mean
nice
woke,
girls.
Like as in like SJW left wing woke or like conspiracy?
No,
theory?
I always use that as woke, like they know what's going on, like they know the corona's bullshit and stuff. So I'm saying I've had two or three, not some pimp, and I've had a couple girls that are awake to all this. They're like, hey, we should go out. And I've had coffee with one of them, but I don't even want to fucking go any. I don't want to put the effort in, Stephen. I don't want to put that emotional effort in, sadly.
No.
Not right now. Maybe later. I just don't. Right now, I want to kind of relax. I don't want to add that much into stress. I'd rather get on here, talk with people like you.
With the bros about conspiracy theories is going to be what I do for the rest of my life.
It is
so tight.
It is. Yeah. We're gonna wake up a lot of truth. But sadly, though, we're always going to be demonized. I think even though we're a lot less demonized today than we were a year ago from now, until we get a big Hillary Clinton going to jail or 9/11 is fake, we need something, dude. That's what I'm not saying.
We need
like
a win so bad. The conspiracy crowd needs a win.
That's what I'm saying.
A real win. That's why Q's bad, is because Q's not a real win. I don't think Q's really real.
No,
I don't know who it is. It's a LARP, like
it's a LARP. But they can guess some stuff right because they're friends with General Flynn or whatever the fuck. You know, I'm sure they know somebody where, you know, a couple of this shit looks like they know what they're talking about, but it's all bullshit.
Yeah. So you got to get out of here or something like that? I mean, I had you for about an hour so far. Do you do a show every night?
Yeah, I do a show every night. Yeah. But, you know, since my show. OK, so, Steven, let's talk for a few more minutes. But basically, I don't do it almost every night. I was doing like 5 to 6 nights a week. But I just got a strike for my pre-coronavirus debate thing. It wasn't what I said. It's because I played all these anti videos. That's why, because I shouldn't have done that. I should have known. I try not to play that many videos on my show because that's always what gets me in trouble. Because it was like an anti going against the WHO. But
at your one point, your main channel, or 2.
Yeah, my main channel. So it's a 2. So now, and I just had a strike lifted. So now it's a 2-week ban. But I'm gonna stream. But I was gonna take off till this Friday. So I was gonna take off because I'm on your show, and then I got, you know, I'm going on a guest on Thursday and then Friday. So I was like, I'm just going to take off, not stream my channel for a week. Not that, just to use this as a sign from God that maybe I can take a little break, you know, maybe, and not a long break, but a few days.
Yeah. I mean, it's always nice, a little siesta, man. I mean, if you work all the time, cause
I'm in the car business.
Oh,
it sucks.
Okay.
My job sucks. But you know, but my hours are pretty good. Like I can't complain about my hours because I don't usually work very late unless there's some sort of somebody's, very rarely, you know, do I have to ever work late. And I don't have to work too early except for one day a week I go to the auction. So my job's pretty good, but I have to hustle and grind, dude.
You buy them? Like,
I'm in the wholesale business. So I tell anybody, I'll give you an instant cash offer on your car. And I can even do it over. I even can do it on an app on my phone. But, you know, I buy and sell cars. how the wholesale business, I buy them off the street, clean them up. Sometimes I have to fix them. That's really my bread and butter, is I buy somebody's car that breaks down and they want to get rid of it. And then I fix it enough and take it to the auction.
Okay.
And I have a car lot where I can retail cars. Retailing cars sucks, because when you sell a car to somebody, you sell it for the rest of the life of the car. So you have this poor lady a year later, my alternator went out and I'm poor, I'm on a fixed income, and you, and I'm like, ma'am, I sold you the car, no warranty. You're like, well, I need my car. I mean, fuck, I've lost money sometimes at helping these poor people because they make you feel so guilty. You know, yeah. On a $2,000 car, somehow a year later, I'm paying $300 to fix her battery and alternator. It doesn't make financial sense.
You can't have a.
And I'm not obligated to. Yeah. I'm not obligated to, but they'll make you feel so fucking guilty. That
it's like some older lady. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, shit. Or it's not even an older lady. Half the time, this is the worst fucking one, Steven. This is what basically got me out of the retail car business. And I still retail a few cars, but man. I sell a lot of vans, a lot of Suburbans. There's a lot of Hispanics here in Texas, you know, and a lot of people have kids, African-Americans, all races have families, you know, whites. It's not about that, but it's
less and less, you know?
Well, yeah, but less and less for whites for sure. But yeah. What I'm saying, there's just a lot of families. So like a family vehicles are popular, like a Tahoe. They need the third row is what I'm saying. So if you have a car where there's a van or whatever, and man, I can't tell you, I get a call from a woman that bought a car 2 years ago. The van broke down. My kid missed school and he failed his class. And then now he's going to go to summer school all because of that car he sold me. The battery went out.
Wow.
Yeah, you get a lot of that. Because it's shit like that. Cool. And makes you like, man, this is fucking life.
But if you could just do like talking about this stuff for a living, though, would you do that?
This is what I'm going to do, dude. Yeah. In 2 years, I'm going to continue to do it like this. But Steven, as long as we stick with this, I had somebody, a guy, I don't even need to know his name because it's not important. He's actually a big time angel investor and he's not investing in my show, but he's like a guy in Dallas and he's not into conspiracies at all. He's listening to my show and he's just saying, it wasn't even me. He's like, Alex, if you continue to talk about conspiracies, this will be a hot topic in 2 years. You know, yeah, I know dude. That's a weird time. I know that's a weird time frame, but this is only going to get more. This, like yeah. I said, we want the big win. We may never get it, but people are going to be more awake in 2 years for sure. He says that you just got to keep grinding it, and we have to be on the forefront, Stephen. Because if we pause, we're not going to be on it. We got to start talking now about it every day for the next few years, and one of these days we'll blow up.
I mean, that was one. I've gotten like two or three big hateful comments from people online and stuff like that, and a couple of them from like ex-friends, like old friends from my old life.
That means you're hitting right on target.
And I was like, I will guarantee you, I will one thing, I will never stop. Like I will never ever stop.
Well, that's what the guy was saying. It's the consistency, dude, because we're talking about this occult crazy stuff. So as long as we're consistent with this, it gives us credibility. That's basically what it comes down to. And so we don't have any credibility. Game. Well, I'm saying we don't have any credibility because we haven't been doing it long enough. But as long as we're talking about what the mainstream media won't, over time, that will give us the credibility we need. And then that will open doors for the future that will help us get our channel out to more people.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's a good point, man. I mean, and just like talking to people. I was going to say it needs to come back, but people kind of like carry the torch. And I want to do that as far as like just talking to whoever. I mean, it used to be Stern, dude. Stern that was like the alt guy, and it was Larry King that was the mainstream guy that would just talk to anybody.
And like, Larry King was cool.
Dude, hell yeah. Larry King kind of cool still is cool, man.
He still is cool. Man.
Yeah, I like when Larry King a lot.
Dude, he's actually really fucking cool, to be honest.
Yeah, he's awesome.
And it's sad. You see, he's outlived two of his kids recently died. I mean, not that I feel sorry for him, but can you imagine having, like,
he's probably still having kids. Exactly. His girl is like 40 years younger than him, man. Have you seen that?
That's what I'm saying. Imagine being his age. You're like, Well, we can't even comprehend like the idea of losing your adult son. Like, I don't even have a son, much less a 55-year-old son.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm 34. Just turned
34. 34. Cool. Yeah. Sweet. Yeah.
I'm fucking on the grind, Steven.
Stay on the grind, son.
I look like I'm 24, though, right?
Yeah, you look young. I look older than you. I'm younger than you.
How old are you, Steven?
32. Okay. I'll be 33 in a couple months.
We're the same thing. We both like WWF, I'm guessing. Did you like WWF?
I was more of a WCW guy.
Oh, I think you might have said that. So you're telling me you like the Ultimate Warrior?
I'm a little, I was into like Diamond Dallas Page. And like,
I love DDP, but so that DDP
NWO.
Was your...
I was into like Wolfpack and NWO, and Hulk was in WCW. That's
so
what
you're
I watched.
Telling me you never switched over to the Attitude
not really.
Era?
No, once I learned it was fake, I was out. I was all NBA at this point, and they're like, yeah, he doesn't know they're also fake.
Yeah, well, like, I mean, you know what this bitch is set up to. That the basketball ref who got caught taking bribes from the mob, who actually called a bunch of calls against the Dallas Mavericks in the NBA Finals for Dwayne Wade, and you see Dwayne Wade's son.
Yep.
Son Zion.
Yeah. You mean daughter, you bigot.
Yeah, exactly. He's transitioning his son, dude. That's another thing.
That's a hate crime you just did, dude.
Why are we transitioning these children?
Biden said, dude, that's why politics matters a little bit. Like I went on this rant today on my show about like really the culture that the leaders affect is probably more important than the policy, because the policies are all pretty bad. So Biden the other day saying that he is in favor of the child choosing. Did you really say that?
Yeah, that just puts that vibrations in the atmosphere.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. When you put like, that's why when I'm like, at least Trump is pro-life, and people are like, well, you know, Trump's probably lying. It's like, but like he's posturing a pro-life position, which puts that argument out into the universe, which makes it like there's no difference at that point. Like if he's standing by a pro-life position, speaks of the March for Life, but is also lying and never tells anybody, that's like, you know, I don't know. That's a, but yeah, like really, ripples out. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we talked about abortion already, so we don't have to get in it, but that's the third trimester. There's a video of a woman saying up to even 30 weeks after, or I forget how much time after the baby is born, that they can literally decide after the baby is actually born if they want to terminate the pregnancy.
So my I tell almost whenever we need a laugh break about abortion, when I have someone on, I tell them about, so I have my cousin has his view on abortion is it's he always has this like counterintuitive way of saying stuff. His view on abortion is that the father should be able to kill the kid until his 18th birthday.
Yeah, okay, well that's true.
Well, no. The reason he says it is because it's an actual property argument. That it's like, if your mind, it's literally, if I take you into this world, I can take you out until you're a legal adult. Then you're a man, and that's murder.
Yeah, we'd have a lot of dead 15-year-old kids. Claudia Cowan's daughter.
Look, it's kind of a joke. I don't think this guy. it's just a
joke. I know, but yeah. What do you think about her daughter, Conway's daughter?
Oh, Kellyanne's?
Yeah,
I mean, Kellyanne, I don't know. Okay, so first of all, I basically think Kellyanne wears the pants. Like, that's dad.
Her husband is a bitch ass.
Total cuck. I don't know. I don't know.
But her daughter's like 16. Seems like she's running the show. She's like cussing out her mom.
That's not good. That's, yeah.
I know, and this is Kellyanne Conway, who's Trump's right-hand woman, was, I mean, basically.
Yeah, so exactly. Gravy Boat says about that thing I said about my cousin, Savage Lion Law. That's what I'm saying. It's like, that's some law of the jungle shit. Like, it's
that
like,
is something I, tribesmen, I could see them doing in Babylon or some shit.
Yo, does Alex know that Stevie Wonder isn't blind?
Oh, 100%.
You gotta
look into it. There's all these celebrities saying, but the best one is Shaq Diesel.
We watched it.
Talking about how I'm in this really nice high rise. I'm in this nice high rise. He's like, what's up, Shaq? And he's like, how did he know I was Shaq? He's blind. How the fuck did he know he was fucking Shaq? Have you seen him where he catches the microphone stand?
Bro, we've done at least two frame-by-frame breakdowns of this video where you see his line of sight change. Like, he knows it's there, and he catches it. Yeah.
He's probably seeing impaired, but he's not blind. No, he's at a basketball game. He caught a basketball. Dude, he's not all that blind. He might have some – he's not 20/20 vision.
Boomers are so triggered by this right now, man.
They get triggered by it. Stevie Wonder's not blind. Dude, and this isn't me saying this. These are credible people that have interacted with him.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So, okay. Dave Michael Jackson. Do you think Dave is my, like,
Dave's all burnt up? No. I mean, that's what they say. They say, and then that David Bowie's his friend that came on after he died. That guy looks like, I don't know. I mean, the Michael Jackson thing is so weird to me. Like, I feel like they had to kill him because Sony wanted his this all is, of his music publishing.
By the way, this is why, how, like, to me, if I were a normie or a person who are like a conspiracy theorist doubter, it's how I would know that you are have integrity as a conspiracy theorist, is that you don't think planes hit the Twin Towers, but you think Michael Jackson isn't Dave Dave. Like, it's like a crazy person would just be like, all of them are bullshit. But like, you think so, you just said,
yeah,
you
know, I mean, there's to a normie,
no planes to a normie is the insane. Craziest.
I said it in a debate, insane. Dude, I went on a show, Modern Day Debate, insane. And said that people were freaking out.
Bro,
they go, this guy is insane. I saw those planes.
I don't know, because the thing is, man, is that the people that we're talking about right now, they're alive. That shit was in 2001, okay? I think that if you were to do an anonymous poll of all, like, the normies in America, I think that Flat Earth would be more, would poll better than no planes. Do you agree with that?
Wow.
I think,
dude,
that.
That's a good question.
Because, listen, here's the argument. Is because
I never get good questions. No, get you answered.
At the end of the day, people do know that the solar system thing is a bunch of people telling them what's true rather than seeing a plane. But if people remember this shit and saw it happen, quote unquote. So I think Flat Earth would poll better than no planes. Do you agree with that?
I mean, on a poll, maybe, because but the thing is, Flat Earth just sounds so absurd to somebody.
It sounds so absurd. I'm definitely so Flat Earth.
Yeah. So disinformation. But dude, I think you're about right, because everybody's so staunch on those damn planes. And I get it, because there was a time when there was no way. I was like, there's definitely planes.
I saw it. I saw it on TV. I was 13.
So I was there too, but then when you just look into it and you really unpeel the onion, there's just so much shit to it that looks weird. And these planes just didn't look right from the Pentagon and Flight 93. And like, when you watch this, regardless, yes, you're probably right. It is, that might pull worse than telling people the Earth is flat. Because secretly, I think when you tell people the Earth is not a spinning ball, they actually kind of believe you.
I think that makes sense.
If you don't say flat Earth, you just kind of tell people, hey, you know,
it's all about the trap. It's all about if you announce the trap and just say, I'm a flat earther, and which I do, because I don't care about continuing the conversation so much, but I think I'm going to change all that. Because
I try not to start with that, because people get crazy. And I just tell them, you know, all I do is start telling them, hey, do you know anything? Do you even know the nine planets? Do you even know how an eclipse, they say eclipse, or do you even know how big the Earth is? So you're telling me, you know, we're on, but you don't even know the size of the Earth. You don't even know how far space is. You don't know how far the International Space Station is. So unless they know this shit, it's not even worth having the conversation. And then you're at this point where, fuck, I'm having a conversation with you're having a conversation with somebody that's not looking into it for themselves. You're basically having a conversation with a brick wall. They're never going to comprehend it. You have to want to fucking look into it and see that Don Pettit is a fucking liar or whatever. You know what I mean?
Dude, he is such a clown. Personal journey.
It's like religion. Flat Earth is not a religion, but it's like a religion. It's a personal journey. How about that?
Dude, fucking Don Pettit is to astronomy as George Floyd is to the race narrative. Like, dude, they trot out this hero that is a straight up either clown or like, see, like, at least Pettit is comical. Like, George Floyd's dead, but you know, George Floyd is just like, they can't believe they're using this guy. This is that big ass face on everything. You're like,
on everything,
the fuck?
On P. Diddy's page, every celebrity.
What the
thing,
shit?
Dude, the guy had a fentanyl, and I don't even know if that's real, but you know, they have he comes up with a drug test where he supposedly has all these fentanyl drugs. Why does he get put up on a pedestal? And that other guy that got shot in his car that's paralyzed, he was there because he's for sexual assault. Why do we put up these people? And I know it, maybe we're the bad ones for looking into their past, but why are they putting, why are they anointing
why,
all these
people? That is such a retarded argument. The bad guy. Yeah. The bad guy is the person that put a gun to a pregnant lady. That's the bad guy.
We're the bad guy.
That's the bad dude.
Bring up his history, because we're not judging him on today.
He had those Illuminati tattoos. He had, all right.
They had the Boulay tattoos.
Yeah.
But look at foot. I mean, LeBron. I mean, dude. The manipulation.
He's always like two pages into a Malcolm X book. You ever see that? There's like eight pictures, different books that LeBron has walked around with over the years.
Oh,
he's
walking, he's never read it.
He's always like three pages. He's like holding it.
Did we watch that together where the woman's like, what's your favorite part of that book? And he's like, he can't answer. Do you know the clip I'm talking about?
Yeah, he doesn't know.
You gotta look it up. I'm just saying,
he's retarded.
He's basically retarded.
He's basically retarded. Yeah, he's MK Ultra'd out, dude. That's the face of MK Ultra.
Well, this woman, you could tell she read it, and I don't even think she was trying to gotcha LeBron. I think she actually probably thought LeBron had cracked it open, maybe. And she's like, so what do you like about it? Was like, you know, black justice. It was some sort of, you know, really famous black history book. And she's asked him, like, what do you like about the book so far? And that's hard. If you never read, if you've read one page of a book, you could fake something. But he's read zero pages. You know what I mean?
He's read negative pages. Character.
He's read negative pages of this book. You know, he hadn't even read the back of it. He hadn't even read the forward. He hadn't read anything. So he just couldn't. He's just like, oh yeah, this is a very important book.
That's funny as shit. He's so retarded, man. So we're gonna get out of here pretty soon. But what's the next? What do you got going on the rest of the year? Like, do you got any big projects? Okay. What's your deal gonna be?
Okay, so listen, I want to show you this. Hold on, 1 second before we go. Hold on.
Snow globe, like the Pixar short. It's a globe. We be spinning. The Earth is a globe. Airplane metal cuts concrete all the time.
Two things I want to say. So I was out walking today, and I posted on my Instagram. I got crapped on by a bird, and somebody said, go buy a lotto ticket. It's good luck. Mm. I won $200 on a lottery.
Really?
On a $5 lottery ticket.
200.33 cents. 100.33.
Oh, shit. That's my freaking – hold on. Let me do this. Hold on. Shit. All right. We're wheels off. Sorry, Steven.
We're good. Oh, we're fine, man. People chilling. So much. People be chilling.
But this is basically what I want to show you. This is my new bit. I forgot to mention this. So I got these hidden recorded glasses, Steven. You see these?
They're a camera?
Yeah, you see that little camera?
No way. I do see it. Yeah.
So wow. I'm out of breath from running so much, but I was planning on going by people tomorrow and telling them that it's weird. I can't see my computer screen when I put it on.
So what is it? Is there a chip in there? Is there a SIM card in there?
Yeah, it's right here.
How big is it? Wow.
Gig SD card.
So how do you activate it?
Get this little button here. I don't even know how to use it. So I just got it. There's a button right there. I just got it. And so I was planning on going around and telling people I lost my job for masturbating on a Zoom call. And if you know anywhere like that's hiring, and to go to a bunch of people and say that and see what I figured that might, that people would freak out. I wouldn't say it like that. I'd be like, yeah, I actually exposed my genitals on accident during a Zoom meeting, and I lost my job. You know anybody hiring? But really, freak people out. Like,
so you want to do like a gag? But what about infiltrating? What if you were to like hit up your old people from Cheaters? Like, try to get on the inside, son.
I'm on the inside, but Cheaters is bullshit. Cheaters is whack.
I mean, like, get it, like, Bohemian Grove type shit. You know, like, you know.
I need some Bohemian Grove type
That's
shit.
That's what I'm saying. You need to go into something like that. Let's think of that right now. What's the best? Okay, let's get involved in the live chat. What is the best and most realistic organization for you to infiltrate?
Well, I'm already kind of in the Black Lives Matter movement, but it's hard to even infiltrate these things because as soon as they do a Google search, 1,000 things come up for me. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not a secret person.
Yeah, that's
even
true.
Though I'm not a famous person, I'm just anybody can Google and then a bunch of shit comes up.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm trying to think of like a, I think you could get a job. I think you could get a job somewhere like Fox News or something like that.
Yeah, if they freaking Fox, yeah, right, dude. Yeah. I don't think I can get a job. I don't think I get a job at InfoWars, much as Fox News. Earth. They're gonna say fuck you.
What? Aren't there flat earthers over there?
Yeah, there is one. George Reese, that works there, that runs the thing. There is one. There is, but Alex Jones isn't. Alex Jones is a shill, even though I like Alex Jones.
Yeah, what is a shill?
Well, a shill is a person that, you know, and I kind of have to shill because, and you're like, what are you talking about? There's certain topics I don't want to talk about on my channel because I don't want to get a strike. So basically, it's not talking about truth.
Yeah,
things.
I don't think that's you. Okay, so
that's
you
not
think
technically
that,
shilling. I know that's not technically shilling, but in a way,
omitting,
it is kind of technically shilling. You
omitting
know?
So is shilling?
Kind of sadly, omitting is kind of shilling because not talking about what you want to talk about and not speaking your truth. But that's just because of censorship. That's not as bad as what Joe Rogan does. Joe Rogan, what a real shill is, he went on two different shows on Penn, Gillette, and from Penn and Teller, Penn, the fat guy, he had a radio show. And Joe Rogan went on his show twice and debated the moon landing as being fake. And then he has Neil deGrasse Tyson on his show like 2 years later or a year later or something. All of a sudden, he believes the moon landing. So
that was shilly as fuck.
That's the shilliest thing you've ever done. So that's how you know he's so fake, full of shit. You can never go and once you argue with an asshole that the moon landing's fake, you can't go back.
Here's the thing, though. I just said that was shilly, but what Miami just said in the chat is that shills get paid. I believe that a little bit more. Like
I guess I'm not a shill because I'm not getting paid. I'm not
well,
making
selling
really
and
money.
Shilling aren't the same thing. But like, I think, I don't know. It's an interesting because I always have these hot button words. When someone says, it's almost like a song getting played out. If someone says the same word too many times, I get like wise to it. I'm like,
well, everybody says shill. It's overused. Yeah. It's a shitty word. Overused word.
Yeah. And like a lot of them are. Like a lot of these words are. And grifter is the same way.
Yeah, grifter. Yeah,
and LARP. But
shill
LARPing.
Is overused, and I use it because there's no other way to describe somebody that changed their opinion from, you know, that is purposely saying the mainstream narrative for personal benefit.
Yeah. I have one strike, and it's not there anymore. But I haven't really done any emitting. Really, I can't. Sometimes I think I got like a guardian angel. I say every word.
Well, you know, I'm realizing a lot of these are keywords too, because I talked about a bunch of fucked up shit and didn't get strikes. And then I had a bad keyword the other day and I put coronavirus in it. I don't know what I was thinking about the debate. I should have fucking deleted it. And I got a strike for that. Like,
you got a, what did they say? Was it hate speech?
No, they said it went against the WHO, dude.
You got a strike for
disinformation going against the World Health Organization.
I don't know if this is even true for any of those like young YouTubers, even old YouTubers out there. I have never gotten stuff like that because I always do some like funny pun rather than calling it coronavirus. I'll say like Corona AIDS. And I think that beats the algorithm. Or I'll say,
I think that does beat it.
I've called an episode Chinaman's Koof. Nothing happens.
Well, see, and I got a strike for the Yulin Dog Meat Festival, dude, for hate speech. That was my first strike.
Say what?
Yeah, the Yulin Dog Meat Festival in Yulin, China, every year of the summer solstice, they eat dog meat to get their boners. It helps their sexual stamina. Mm. I swear, that's what they do.
Receipts or it didn't happen. Or Pixar.
Y'all Google Yulin. I made a video about it. Go to Vimeo, Alex Stein, Yulin Dog Meat Festival, if y'all want to learn about the Yulin Dog Meat Festival. It's censored off YouTube, deleted off all my channels.
I'm going to watch it.
You need to watch the Yulin Dog Meat Festival every summer. And they supposedly say, oh, it's not that big a deal. We get a bunch of sick dogs. They go to people's houses, steal dogs, pay kids to go take dogs, and they put them in crates. And I'm an animal lover. And in the video, they say they go to, They go to a place and there's a menu on a wall. It's a dog, a cat, a turtle, and you just order that animal. And I'm an animal lover. I'm a vegetarian. I'm not saying you can't eat meat, but dude, if somebody fucking tried to order my cat Sky Bear on a menu, I'd cut their dick off and shove it down their throat.
Serve it in China. They're like, oh, and we like the Alex.
It's
penis.
No big deal. It's Szechuan Dong.
Szechuan Dong. Oh. All right. So you're trying to use your camera and your glasses for the rest of the year, but
I wasn't planning on live streaming, so I was going to try to use my phone. I was going to try to get some man on the street bits for the next next week. But that's kind of what just on my next thing is. I'm not going to stream till probably Friday or Saturday, but try to get some footage. Something's funny is going to happen with this. I don't know what the fuck yet, but something funny or weird is going to happen with these glasses.
Do you vote? Are you going to vote?
100%. Everybody said don't. And, you know, they're selected, not elected. But, dude, it's like the difference between. I don't buy that either.
I don't buy that it's that simple. I'm not saying it's not a selection. Relations,
I think they try to elect Hillary.
Yeah, man. I think it's real.
So that's why I don't believe that.
I'm like a centrist. Like for me on elections, I'm like all perspectives considered.
Well, I think other presidents have been selected too.
Yeah,
but
I'm saying if you take the conspiracy where you say every single thing is fake about it, and then you take someone that says every single thing is real, I'm somewhere in the middle. I don't think it's like fake, man. I think like votes get counted and things happen and states actually get won. I do.
Well,
think
you're
that.
2 years younger than me. So I turned 18 in, I guess it was 2004, the first time I could vote, you know, and voting for George W. Bush. So I'm saying I turned 18 when I was in October, and then I could vote in November, like, you know, a month later. So I've always voted. And then I was obviously, I didn't know, you know, anything, any conspiracy stuff. But basically, I just look at it like this is I want to go to the football game and participate. I can watch the Super Bowl on TV, or I can go to the Super Bowl and just fucking go participate. Maybe it makes a huge difference. Maybe it doesn't. But I got time. I'm bored. I want to create the memory. You know what I mean?
Alex, this is exactly what I've been saying. I've been saying that here's what voting is. It's a nice thing to do on a Tuesday in November. It's a nice thing to do on a Tuesday in November.
I got nothing fucking almost else. I mean, more, I got shit to do, but nothing. I got time. I got time,
dude,
bro.
What a beautiful time to be a live streamer. It's like the best. You know, you just sit it in is front a good of the time. Screen
it
and
just
fucking
really is a good time,
talk about this shit all the time. Yeah. All right, sweet, man. So tell us where you can find your we can find your work, and we are going to get off air. So Conspiracy Castle, where can we can we find you?
Oh, you know, Steven, you can find me, guys, Conspiracy Castle 2.0, Conspiracy Castle 1.0, and there's even a Conspiracy Castle 3.0, and I live streamed all at the same time. I pay a ridiculous restream thing. I pay $99 a month for the professional account, so I can restream to unlimited amount of accounts. I could pay $69, but I just bumped it up $30 for unlimited because I'm going to have, like, I think I'm going to get up to, like, Conspiracy 5 because I'm going to lose my first channel, yeah. So I'm going to... And you're like, Alex, why do you have so much? I don't fucking know. I just want this stuff saved. I want people to, I just want to try to entertain Steven, just like you're trying to do. That's really all we do. And that the best compliment we can get is when somebody tells you, man, you made me laugh, or this that was funny, or I enjoyed that. That's it's not about the money. So as long as I keep doing that, I just want to have a channel where I can do that for people. So it sucks sometimes having to deal with the censors, and it sucks sometimes, but guys, you can find me if you want to find me. That's all I'm saying. I'm out there. If you want to find Alex Stein, I am to be found.
Tight. Well, that was a great chat. Definitely cool talking about all these sensitive issues. And the next time you come on, we can, you know, do it some more. But don't ever feel weird about saying the wrong word on here. I mean,
keep it. But Sandy Hook is a freaking, that's like, I said it the other day on a stream with RV a couple times, and I didn't get flagged, so.
Cool. All right, everybody, have a nice night. Everyone in the live chat, I'm back tomorrow 10 a.m. Eastern time in the morning, and then I'm on at 1 p.m. Eastern time with The Last American Vagabond. He just had his channel nuked off of YouTube, so I'm gonna
He's awesome. American Vagabond. That's
He just got everything deleted, so I'm gonna talk to him about
I bet
what
he wasn't
planned.
Monetized before, though, anyway. Yeah. I mean, that's a big deal. I'm just saying.
God, I like that guy. All right, everybody, have a great night, and peace.